Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificant Mikey. And, you know, we got a little issues going on here with the shopping carts over at, with Fortnite. They thought they were up and good to go. They even tweeted out, ramp up and roll down, shopping carts are back. They seemed like they were excited about it. But then just a couple hours later, they said, due to ongoing issues, we'll be disabling shopping carts again. We'll update you when the issue is resolved. Again, this isn't something that totally bums me out. I mean, the shopping carts, they can be fun when you're just rolling by yourself or with a friend and you don't have any enemies around and you got nothing else to do. You can mess around with them and run around and have a good time. But overall, I don't think they help you win the game too much. You know, it'll be neat when they bring them back and it'll be cool. And I'm sure we'll get, you know, more clips out there of people doing funny or cool things. Yeah, right now shopping carts are down. They also tweeted out that Soar into battle with new Pterodactyl glider and Dino Guard gear. And those are available now over in the store. So those are pretty cool. You know, obviously you get your Dino Guard gear that we've seen in the past where you have like the, you know, the T-Rex looking guy. Or raptor looking guy and the Triceratops girl, but we get this pterodactyl glider, which is really cool. I really like the way that looks. So yeah, head over to the item shop and you can check that out. Let's see here, what else I want to get to today. I wanted to bring you a tip for the stink bomb. I would definitely be carrying these guys. You know, we got the nerf with the rocket launchers and the grenade launchers, how many you can carry. You know, you can only carry up to 12 ammo now, so you run out pretty quickly. So, you know, grenades of all types are becoming more and more useful, but the stink bombs that they just introduced to us, I have got to play with them now, and they are amazing. It is awesome that, you know, normally you can get somebody to... You have an opponent that will be camping somewhere. You throw this stink bomb out, and then you can pretty much, you know, have the advantage over them on positioning because they have to get out of there because it's going to do 90 damage to them if they just sit there. So it's pretty much going to, you know, it's going to almost kill them. Even if they have full health, again, it's doing direct damage to the health. It skips a shield, they're going to be in a bad situation no matter what. Now, the other thing I would say is, you know, again, the other with the nerf of the rocket ammo that you can hold, I would say it is a lot more important to be holding other explosives. For the end game, the C4 is really OP right now because it can take down somebody's fort pretty much with, you know, one C4. You're pretty much going to take them down and they'll be exposed again. I've gotten a lot of people this way just for the fact they're not expecting it. You know, they think they've got themselves all covered up and that they're going to have the high ground on you. Boom, you take their fort down real quick. You've damaged the whole thing, so they have no cover right away. They probably are a little bit disoriented because they just fell. They probably just took a little bit of fall damage, so they're panicked about that. And now they're out in the wide open. They probably weren't ready to build. They probably had a weapon ready to go, so they're going to have to switch over to build mode. And if they're not on their if they're not thinking fast enough, you can get them before they do that. Let's see, what else did I want to get to today? I wanted to mention the final fight mode. We got the big teams, the 20v20, you know, teams of five teams of 20 right now. But I really like what they added here, what they implemented. I have played quite a few matches of this now. I've won quite a few matches in this mode. And it is a lot of fun. What I really like about it is the fact that they have the final countdown. So it'll go down to the final circle. Everybody's got to get there, and then you'll be battling in there for a little while, and then it'll give you the final countdown. Final countdown will come up. It'll be on the screen. It's counting down from 60. So you have 1 minute. 1 minute left to go eliminate your opponents or be eliminated yourself so that there is a winner. Nobody is just camping, sitting around, waiting for something to do, or just waiting for the storm to close in. It makes it so exciting. It makes that makes for a lot more action in the end game. Your people aren't just camping around, sitting around the campfires in the storm, using the bandages in the storm, using the med kits in the storm just to outlast their opponent. I think it's a lot of fun. In fact, I would love it if they added this to other game modes. I played it. It's only been out for one day now, but I've played it quite a bit, and I love it. And I really do wish that they would add this to the other game modes, just so that there'll be, you know, it's more satisfying when you get the win that way, rather than just, you know, getting the win because you outlasted your opponent by timing your health, using your bandages and your med kits in the storm, or just because you had a med kit and bandages and your opponent didn't. It actually makes it so everybody has to use a little bit more skill to actually get the win at the end of the game. So I actually created a Twitter poll for that, that you guys can go check out, and I'd love to get your guys' feedback on that. Do you think this should be added to other game modes or not? Yes or no? That's a pretty simple question. I put it up for 3 days. So go ahead, get over there, answer that poll, and I'll get the results to you guys later this week when we get that. Let's see here. I have a new iTunes review here today. It comes from Weird Cool. He says, "Great pod. I love listening to this podcast. Please shout me out." Well, Weird Cool, we just shouted you out. Hopefully you listen to this episode and you hear your shout out here. So Weird Cool, thank you again. Let's see here what else we want to get to. I think that's pretty much it I have for you guys today. That's all I have for you today. We got a little tip. We've already covered all the weekly challenges, so let's just have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.